Welcome to the RAN Company nightly broadcast. Breaking developments in the Pacific Theater are now arriving at our station, and we will keep you posted throughout the broadcast. The U.S. has finally captured the fortified and impenetrable fortress island of Iwo Jima from the battle-hardened troops of Japan. Also, tune in for a story about life inside an internment camp.
Anyway, right now I'm on the volcanic island of Iwo Jima. Right now we're seeing these brave troops walking up this island, which is heavily volcanic and covered in sulfuric ash, while they're being shot down by Japanese troops. However, they are shooting back up with their artillery, but it's apparently no match at this point. However, the Japanese are suffering heavy casualties, and we might get somewhere. But for now, they just hold up in the little ditches shooting down at us. We hope that in a couple days, the American flag will wave over this free country.
And now we go to Michael, our chief correspondent in the human interest story.
I'm here live at a Japanese camp where every Japanese person in the entire state has been forced to stay. The government thinks that there could be spies in this country. So, they have gathered every Japanese they could find in each state and take them to camps to hold them till after the war. I'm just standing with a man named Yakumo Masaki, who will be talking about the war in Japan's perspective.
I moved to America 10 years ago with my wife and son. We have been locked in this prison for about... I have not fought in the war, but my brother fights in the war, and we have letter exchanges. And I just got one from my brother, Hosoki, and he just fought the Battle of Midway. I quote his letter. I managed to get away from the bloodshed and get to the hospital. All my men have died under nearly 350 planes were lost. We may be looking at surrender.
Let's hope your brother pulls through. Goodbye, everyone.
And now we have our nightly ad for the war effort.
Our boys are out there dying because they aren't getting any help. But you can help them. Buy war loans, and you can bring the wounded home, fund their weaponry, and bring them glory and victory. Women can do anything a man can, so they too can help with the war. You can make our boys ammo and medication, two things they desperately need. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for spending your evening with us today on the RAN radio. The tide is turning in the Pacific, and soon we are expected to invade the island of Okinawa. Tune in next week for a summary of all the battles, including the baffling details of Hitler's suicide. Good night, America.